Good morning, Angels.
We were in the KZN area yesterday, and we're pretty much there again today. This time round, we got a request in from the NSPCA. You know me. I mean, you know, when our producers ask me, you know, should we do something for a yes, I'm always going to say yes. The kinders kom en die diere, natuurlijk. So this time round, the NSPCA reached out, especially in relation to the KZN area. On the line telling us more about it is the PRO from NSPCA, Kejvi Naya. Kejvi, how are you? Good morning.
Good morning, Martin. Thank you for having us.
Well, listen, we've done many things with you before. The one thing that does stand out, though, those lion cubs from a couple of years ago.
Yes, from 2019.
Yes, yes, yes. And I believe those cubs are doing okay?
Yes, they are.
That's amazing. If you want to hear the full story to that, I'll repost that blog for you. But for now, though, specifically related to the unrest and all the things that went down in our country last week, Kejvi, I can just imagine, you know, how the animals must have suffered as well, because the people are telling you so. The pet owners, they are reaching out to you. Am I right?
Yes, that's 100% correct. I mean, the looting and the rioting has been devastating for everyone, including SPCAs and animals across the province. I think animals are, you know, the innocent and little overlooked victims of this unrest.
The voiceless.
Exactly. And so, yeah, as you're saying, right now we are, there's a team of us in KwaZulu-Natal. Our main concern right now is trying to assist indigent communities. Obviously, our societies do need food, they do need help. But what's taking priority is our societies going out there to provide food and assistance to these poorer communities. I mean, many people's businesses have been destroyed. People have lost their jobs. And we need to be out there right now to provide help and assistance with feeding and caring for those animals.
And those voices are coming from those communities. Those people are reaching out to you saying, help us, please. We cannot feed our animals.
Yes and no. People are coming into the societies and asking for help. But I mean, one thing that I think is overlooked with the SPCA movement is that we don't only, you know, accept unwanted animals or initiate prosecution for animal cruelty cases. We actually play a vital role in proactively going out into impoverished areas and providing assistance to those families with animals in need. And, you know, Martin, one thing that I think we've all seen on social media now is communities are really coming together. And they are providing food hampers to people in need, which is great. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
You know, it brings life to the spirit of Ubuntu, which South Africans are known for across the globe. But I mean, Ubuntu speaks to everyone, including animals. And I mean, I've seen some of the cases. They cater for everyone. They cater for elderly people. I've seen some that have included coloring books for children.
Yeah.
But what about the four-legged family members? And, you know, it's not just the NSPCA that can provide help to these people. I can assure you that if someone is packing a hamper and they added a tin of dog food or, you know, a packet of cat food, that owner will be so grateful that you included his furry friend and that because of you, you know, he can keep his dog or his cat for maybe a month longer until he can get back on his feet and, you know, he doesn't have to give up his animals. I mean, just think, we're still in winter. If you and I are feeling cold, Martin, imagine how those animals are feeling. They need kennels, they need food, they need care. We simply cannot forget about animals in impoverished communities.
We must always be their voice. We must always be their voice. And it's such a good point that a lot of people overlook. Those people that are reaching out to you and reaching out to us, they're not saying, come and fetch my animal. They don't want to surrender them. They don't want to put them in a kennel. They're saying, please help me. Look after them. They're a vital part of our community or a vital part of our family. They love them. And obviously those animals love them right back. And I love the fact that you do that. You're not going in there and removing animals if you can actually help people help them. So that's a massive outreach project at the moment. You go in there, you give food, as much as people give food to the people, which is what's happening. But we can't overlook the animals. Those communities are saying, thank you for the food and the assistance you're giving us. What about our animals?
Exactly, 100%.
So we hear the call. We hear the call, and we are always there to be a voice for the voiceless. KSV, you're in KZN. Where in KZN specifically are you? Where are you based?
We're currently in Richards Bay. We've been traveling since Tuesday. We stopped at Mooi River District SPCA. We've got a team in Dundee SPCA. We've been to Peter Maritzburg SPCA. So we've been moving around KZN since Tuesday. And currently we're in Richards Bay. What the NSPCA is trying to do is we've got a truck that's coming down with about 3 tons of food, and this food was collected at our offices, the National Council offices in Alberton. So people have been coming in and dropping food.
Good job, yes. KSV. All right, so on the other line is Rob Denzum. He is the commercial director for Bob Martin. There's a brand name we know very well. Rob, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Martin. Good morning, KSV.
Well, listen, Rob, you're listening to this, and this is what you guys do. You look after those four-legged family members, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think now more than ever, I think South African households deserve the unconditional love of a pet right now. And, you know, this cause is right in line with our heart and what we try to achieve every day. Absolutely.
This is what you do, and you want to support the NSPCA in their drive right now. They hear the call from those people saying, please help with our animals. And you want to empower them to do that, which is amazing. So, KSV, listen to this. Rob, what do you have? You're our angels this morning.
Yeah, I mean, I think last week, you know, it was devastating for the caregivers and the communities that they serve, both human and otherwise. And, you know, the work that the SPCA does in the support of animal welfare, as well as these compromised communities that can't necessarily afford the care of the animals, is vital. You know, and we as a business at Bob Martin, we similarly drive to achieve better pet health and longevity. So, you know, KSV, in line with this, we are looking to assist you with pet food and necessities to the value of 200,000 rand for distribution to affected SPCAs in KZN and Gauteng.
Oh, wow. Oh, my word. That is brilliant. We can't thank you enough. We really can't.
Rob, amazing. Good job. 200,000 rands worth of assistance to keep doing what you're doing, KSV. You know how much I believe in the SPCA, how much I believe in the work that you do. You do incredible work. You are loud voices for those voiceless. So, Rob, thank you for giving this assistance on behalf of Bob Martin. We appreciate you a whole lot, eh?
Absolutely. The pleasure is ours. And KSV, thanks for all the work that you do in this community.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, there you go, KSV. I think an amazing boost, and that's a massive ball that got rolling there. I would encourage other companies also to get on board and support you. Always, always, not just now, but always, but obviously especially now.
Definitely. Thank you so much. I mean, this donation from Bob Martin, one of our goals as the NSPCA, is we've pledged to give at least 1 ton of food to each of our societies, the 15 societies across KwaZulu-Natal. And not only to our societies, but also to other animal welfare shelters and wildlife rehabilitation centers, farmers that need assistance. And I mean, a donation like this, Martin, you can imagine.
Huge. No, it's fantastic. And I'm hoping that a whole lot more comes in on the back of this. Keep it going, KSV. Thanks for the work you do. Thanks for the chat. Cheers, eh?
Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Bye. Man, for the four-legged angels this morning, hey? Good job.
Jacaranda FM's Good Morning Angels with Martin Bester.